Something I want in the community. A new day I done, filled with opportunity.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has been facilitating programs for community development right across the island. Today, we take a look at how the Poverty Reduction Program, PRP, has been creating opportunities for Jamaicans. Come, make us see Gwan in the community. JSIF's Poverty Reduction Program, PRP, is in its fourth phase of implementation, having been introduced in 2001. Under this initiative, JSIF manages the implementation of projects funded by the government and the project donors.
The European Union, who is the donor agency, has given a grant now to PRP4 valued at 12 million euro. With the government of Jamaica's contribution, that's 12.5 million euro. Now, significant amount of funding because that's 1.8 billion Jamaican dollars over about 5 years.
PRP project manager Sila Dillon. One of the major initiatives being implemented under the PRP is the government's community renewal program, which targets approximately 100 communities island-wide that are considered volatile and underserved. Ms. Dillon says PRP4 is designed to provide aid to 40 communities with plans for expansion.
The interventions in the communities are being phased, which is why we're only assisting 40 of the 100 now. The communities were identified by the Ministry of National Security as volatile and vulnerable due to the level of crime and violence which occurs within these communities.
The PRP is used to facilitate the inclusive development of communities in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, St. James, and Clarendon.
Some of the areas of intervention of the PRP 4 are improved access to socioeconomic infrastructure through the rehabilitation and or construction of basic or primary schools, police stations, and health centers. In assisting communities to plan and execute community projects through increased capacity via training, assisting members of the target community to access employment opportunities, which will lead to increased income generation through tertiary and vocational grants and entrepreneurship initiatives.
PRP 4, having been implemented in November 2014, will continue to provide opportunities for development until 2020. Jerome Cowans is a 2013 recipient of an internship opportunity under the PRP. Today, he is a Jamaica House Fellow in the Office of the Prime Minister. He says the opportunity for on-the-job training and experience was invaluable.
That really, really helped in relation to my personal and professional development. I'm from Tel Aviv in downtown Kingston, and one day I was just at a community meeting and they were talking about the internship program and how it was presented. I was sure from that point that it would be something that I could benefit from.
Mr. Cowan says the enriching experience led to the offer of a contract at the company. He adds that JSIF provided training and other helpful resources which helped him make the most of his experience.
Even in the preparation stage, the mock interviews, the motivational sessions, the preparation that they put into us, I think that in itself helped me even before I arrived at Scotiabank. And importantly, they didn't stop when I was placed. We went into the offices whenever we had issues or whenever we needed someone to talk to, etc. So I think it was very well-rounded. I, without a doubt, believe that these programs, you know, are highly beneficial. They are effective. They work, they change the lives of the persons and their families.
And with that, we've come to the end of today's journey. Remember to visit JSIF's website at jsif.org and follow them on social media at JSIFJA for more information on projects and programs being undertaken to develop communities island-wide. Join in on our next adventure as JSIF takes you in at the community.
Something I want in at the community. A new day I done, filled with opportunity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.